Chapter 3. Amy's in Trouble. The girls' first lesson that morning was history. Amy didn't like history, and in 5 minutes, she was asleep.
Amy!
Shouted Mr. Grant, the teacher. Amy opened her eyes.
What? What happened?
She asked. The class started laughing.
I'm sorry,
said Amy.
I'm very tired, and history is boring.
What?
Exclaimed Mr. Grant. He was very angry.
You're staying in detention this afternoon, young lady.
But,
Amy began.
One more word, and you'll be here tomorrow too,
said Mr. Grant.
Great,
thought Amy.
We can't go to the abandoned house now.
At lunchtime, Amy met her friends at the cafeteria.
I'm very angry about detention this afternoon,
she said.
I really wanted to go to the abandoned house.
Who's going to the abandoned house?
A voice said. Amy turned and saw Linda's boyfriend, Dave. He was with Jason and a new student, Ethan.
Nobody's going there,
Linda said.
It's just one of Amy's crazy ideas.
I think it's a great idea. We can meet Jason's ghost.
Wait a minute,
said Diane.
We can't go. Amy's got detention this afternoon.
That's not a problem,
said Dave.
We'll wait at the pizza place opposite the school. Amy will come, and then we'll all go together.
Great,
said Amy with a big smile.
Yeah, great,
said Linda and Diane without enthusiasm. At 4 p.m, Amy and another student were in detention. Amy was bored. She opened one of her notebooks at the last page and started drawing pictures of ghosts. 5 minutes later, the teacher, Mrs. Murdoch, looked at her watch and said,
"Okay, you can go now."
The other student left the room quickly, and Amy started walking to the door. But Mrs. Murdoch called her name.
"You were here last week, and again today, Amy,"
she said.
"Is everything okay?"
"Yes,"
Amy answered.
"I'm sorry. It won't happen again."
"Good,"
said the teacher.
"We've all got better things to do in the afternoon."
"Yes, Mrs. Murdoch,"
said Amy.
"Thank you, Mrs. Murdoch."
Then she left the room.